Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
At a quarter to 10 on 2FM. Yesterday we came across a very interesting article from a young Dubliner. Timmy Ogunyemi became the man he is in Ireland. His formative years have been here. He loves Dublin City and all it has to offer. And it was in our friends in the Journal, I think, printed your article yesterday, Timmy, that brought it to our attention. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about the article.
I suppose the article, I was going through a bit of writer's block and I didn't know why I couldn't write anything. And I just kind of was sitting in a computer room in college, actually, and it just all kind of started flowing out of me. And it all came about because I think I was just feeling, I remember I was out with a few friends at the Bram Stoker Festival, and I looked around and there were all like people who were doing some really interesting stuff in Dublin. And I just felt really included, you know, because they're all white Irish people. You know, I use the term white very loosely.
Yeah.
And I just felt really included and I really felt like I was a part of something. And I think that's where it all came from, you know. And
you felt like you belonged somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, right. Definitely. Like, I mean, I know I did unconsciously or on a subconscious level, because everything I do with other people, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was just really interesting when I'd written everything down, to read it back and go, oh, okay, this is kind of cool, because I didn't know I felt most of the things that I wrote down.
Well, we have a little bit of a kind of a ramble into your own story then. You were born where?
I was born in Lagos, Nigeria.
Yeah.
And I am still Nigerian, so I don't want anyone to think that I don't feel Nigerian, because I do feel Nigerian. I just feel quite Irish, if that makes any sense.
It does. First of all, you sound more Irish than most people I interview.
Oh, geez, that's a compliment. Yeah, I don't know. I'll take it as one.
Like, if I was listening, you wouldn't, because oftentimes you meet people who have come to Ireland to settle and live in Ireland from Nigeria, and they've pronounced Nigerian accents, if you know what I mean. There's a sense that you'd know that they weren't born and bred in Ireland. You sound like you were born and bred in Ireland.
I don't know what that is, to be honest. I think maybe it's just an adaptable tongue. I don't know. Yeah. I'll put it down to
our
that.
Musical tongue.
Or, yeah. I also think, I mean, I do have a few friends who I know who are maybe spent even longer than I have in Ireland, and who do still have, you know, their Nigerian accents. Now, I can speak in a Nigerian accent if I'm surrounded by Nigerians, I suppose. But I think it's more of a case of who are you spending your time with and how are you spending your time with them. And I haven't made a conscious decision to spend my time with only Irish people. It's just there's more Irish people than anybody else in Ireland, so it makes more sense, you know, law of averages.
But you know, the Irish experience is very similar going to, say, America. And you could talk to somebody who was from Kerry living in New York for 40 years with a thick Kerry accent.
True.
And equally, you could talk to a student who went there for the summer, comes back sounding like they're from Brooklyn. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
You're right, it is about the tone people can,
I think so,
they
yeah.
can sponge or not. So what brought you to Ireland then? 15 years you were
Yeah,
old.
I mean, my family just moved over here. I mean, as a 15-year-old, you don't really have much choice, you know, where your family goes, you know. So, I mean, I was very immature, 15-year-old. So, you know, coming here, I mean, at that age, I remember I still used to walk with my head down. I was very shy, you know, couldn't talk to anybody.
Wow.
And I mean, it's so weird, because if I think about that and I think about myself now, and you can't stop me talking, you know.
No. And I was going to say, you remind, as soon as you walked in the door, I said, you're like Will I Am. I'm sure
oh,
everyone says
no.
that too. No, but you have.
I can't believe that's been said.
You've got a fab hipster sort
oh,
of rig
geez.
Out.
What is hipster?
I tell you what it is. You've got a beard. You're wearing blue Dame Edna glasses, right? You've got the shirt is buttoned to the top, so that means definitely, and you're not wearing a tie.
It looks really cool.
Show us the trousers. Go back and show us what trousers and shoes you're wearing, because you've really got the skinny jeans, and show us the shoes. Yeah, of course. Puma runners, red with a blue stripe. So that's what it is.
Yeah, if you think it looks cool, that's cool.
I
with
do
me.
Actually. Yeah, I do. And we're going to do a picture for our Facebook page.
Amazing. Okay, cool.
I want people to see how cool you look. But you came over here and with your, you know, looking down, as a lot of teenagers do, a bit shy, not finding themselves. So did it take long for you to settle into your new world in Ireland?
I suppose when I first moved over here, I remember I had one really good friend, and, you know, he was Nigerian as well. And I think that kind of helped me, because he was quite an extrovert, and he kind of got me, you know, he introduced me to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was actually in Nace, Kildare, and I was there for about 2 years before I went to college in UCD. And I remember he introduced me to a lot of people. And then from there, I remember my dad always told me, listen, when you're walking down the street, just put your head up, you know, and that kind of put, you know, even you fake it till you make it, basically. And that maybe gave me a bit more confidence. Yeah. And
good advice from your dad.
I think so, yeah. I mean, the man's full of wisdom, you know, sometimes just about getting the right bits of wisdom from him, you know, but he wouldn't like to hear me say that on the radio. But I suppose it was one thing after another. And, you know, I got to meet a lot of people, moved up to Dublin. And I mean, I just haven't felt so, you know, included by so many groups of different people or different groups of people. And it's just really great because, I mean, there's so many. When I first got here, I remember people saying, listen, you need to be careful, you know, because you don't know how people are going to react to you. You know, there might be walls, maybe, you know, institutional kind of, I hate using the term racism, but, you know, just be careful because, you know, you don't know how people are going to react to you. And I've just never really subscribed to that. So, you know, I think maybe that's why people are also, you know, inclusive, because I don't have a standoffish nature, you know, to expect people to be in a certain way.
But yet you were writing about the grief you did get and have received.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't the main point of the article, I think, was actually, funny enough, was actually my love of Dublin.
Yeah.
And then what then came out after that, or, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know, was that, you know, even though I've had a bit of grief in the past, it shouldn't be, you know, isolated incidents should not determine,
define
your overall kind of outlook towards people. Yes, I have had, you know, some incidents, but, you know, they weren't and shouldn't be, you know, what defines me.
Yeah, and they weren't, I mean, I'm not going to recount them because there's no need. And I think sometimes it encourages the lower life that might perpetrate such things. So let's not get into that. But how do you not become maybe a little angry about having stuff shouted at you?
I think for me personally, I think it's a difficult one because it all depends on your personal makeup.
Yeah.
But personally, what I do is, I mean, it's not a defensive mechanism, but I think I've come to realize that most of the people who are like that, you know, who have those kinds of judgments maybe aren't as, and I don't mean educated in the sense of going to school Monday to Friday. I mean educated in the sense of they don't know any better. Maybe that's the way they were, I use the term very lightly, but indoctrinated. So, you know, kids who are young, you know, 2-3 years of age, they're not racist, if you know what I mean. It depends on what you learn from you know, people around you, people above you.
So you see it very much as their problem, not yours.
Well, it's not my fault.
Well, it certainly is, but it's not a problem that you're willing to take on board.
Exactly. So it's not my problem. I know most people are very, very inclusive. You know, I was very privileged to run the Ireland Twitter account about 3 weeks ago. And I think at the time I was the first African, Nigerian, Black person to do it. And in the time I was there, I mean, for the whole week, it was nothing but positivity. You know, people were so bleeding positive.
Yeah,
you know?
God.
And I remember there was only, I think on the second last day did I get the very first negative comment. And I just kind of like retweeted it and I didn't even have to say anything back to them because it was just the weight of everyone else telling that person, listen, you're the lowest of the low. Go, you know, you should go back to where you're from, basically.
So these are, and this is a good thing to say, these are isolated.
These are all isolated.
And let's call
incidents.
Them that, rather than doing what we often can do in the media, including ourselves, which is to say, let's dwell on that.
Exactly.
But, so I want to ask a little bit more about your kind of sense of Nigerian ism. I'm just making this
stuff
up.
Let's make up words. It's no problem.
And your Irishness.
Yeah.
You know, where do you start? How old are you now? Can I ask you?
I'm 27.
Seven, going on 31.
Going on.
Yeah, a little tax in there somewhere. So where are you in terms of Nigeria and Ireland?
Okay. Well, I'm 13 years here this year, which makes me almost, which means I've pretty much lived almost half my life here.
Yeah.
And I became Irish in 2013.
Great.
Which I mean, officially Irish, because before then I felt Irish anyway, so it's quite funny when I tell people, oh, I just became Irish, they're like, you're not, I thought you were one of the Oganyemis from Wicklow or something.
Yes.
And you know, it was just for me, I do feel like maybe not even more so Irish, I just feel really like a Dubliner more than anything.
Yeah.
And I think that's because of the bond I have with so many people, you know, a lot of creative people and talented and, you know, really just interesting individuals in Dublin City. So I do feel very, very Dublin, but I do still have a lot of ties to Lagos, Nigeria, because, I mean, I go there once a year. Well, in the last 3 years, I've been there once a year. I actually took my girlfriend there.
Yeah, how did that go?
It was it was a bit of a culture shock, I think, for her. And I was a bit worried, you know, myself, going, how is she going to take this? Because it's very, very different, obviously, from... I'm usually the minority over here, and then her being the minority over there was...
Welcome to my world. Yeah.
You know, it was a bit interesting, but I'd say I probably feel about 60-40 Irish.
All right,
I know you can't really quantify, but yeah. I think it depends on what I'm doing and who I'm surrounded by.
Do you identify with the Nigerian community in Ireland very much, or do you see them as a bit rooted in an older world for you?
That's a tough question. I think, I've no issues. I've got so many Nigerian friends, that I love dearly, but I think it's good that you can still have your communities and your societies even when you're in another country.
Yeah, sorry, we do it ourselves. The Irish do it everywhere.
Exactly, wherever we go.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a very human thing. But I do think that there's something to be said for integration. You know, I think we do need to have a lot more integration within a lot of communities. And I don't mean that in just Nigerian term. I mean that in, you know, any community, anyone from any community coming to a different country, you know, really should be integrated in that community. And I think it's really, really important, because how are you going to learn, you know, how are you going to be a part of your society if you're not a part of that society, even when you're in that society? So, sorry, try saying that one three times fast.
No, you're doing it. Is the Nigerian community in Ireland quite religious? Is religion an issue there for you?
For me personally, I have no problem with other people's religion.
You sure?
I wouldn't be religious myself. I'd probably say I'm a humanist. You know, I don't like the term atheism. But I think it is a big part of that culture, and I'm just not a part of that.
Yeah.
And I think that shows to a lot of people, and I don't think I'm judged on that, but I do think it's maybe a bit of a grating point, but I don't think it's much of an issue.
You don't
personally.
Wear it on a t-shirt.
I don't wear it on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I hear you.
I have, but I don't.
Okay. You have your own website called Picture This Dublin.
Yes.
And what's that?
It's kind of like a creative collective. It actually started off it started off as taking one picture. My girlfriend got me a bike about 2-3 years ago.
What kind of bike?
A little BMX.
And you asked me what a hipster is.
Yeah.
Okay. They're great bikes. I had one a long time ago.
It's easy for shuttling around the city.
Yeah, I bet.
But I just started going around and finding loads of really interesting things. And
right.
I just took one picture, and, you know, I started taking a few more pictures, and people were like, you should really share those pictures with other people. And it kind of grew and grew and grew. And a few people came on board. And now there's 9 of us, you know, who... we just love Dublin, and they're all very, very talented in their own kind of respect. And I'm not very talented at anything. I'm just really good at, like, saying you're really, really doing good things. So we do a lot of really cool stuff around Dublin. And actually last year we won the best group blog in the country with the Irish Blog Award. So that was really cool.
Oh, good. Okay.
But yeah, it's just good fun, and just having fun in Dublin. That's the whole point of it.
A lady called Edith, if I'm not mistaken, Edith is our friend also from Nigeria, who listens to the show.
Hi,
and she was on the, we got on like a house on fire. She came to the Late Late Show and everything. She says, she's texted, says, I feel so proud of this young man, and actually feel more Irish now, especially meeting you. My 13-year-old son has only mostly Irish friends, and he's so comfortable with it. I think integration is very important to help one appreciate people more. So isn't this great?
I think that's fantastic.
I feel good about this. I think the world is a better place for people like you. Timmy, it's been lovely to have you on the program.
Thank you so
Let's
much,
get
Ryan.
That picture sorted out. Okay, take care of yourself.
Thank you, Ryan.